Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightly.
All right. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Françoise. I'm Françoise Rhodes, your host, and as I was telling my cohorts here in the station today, I have a few of them that today's show, we are kind of kicking back, have the feet up on the count. Well, no, not really. But today's show is going to be very casual because I have had a week that is continuing on until next week that, frankly, so much going on, just like everyone else. But sometimes I just need to drop formalities, and we're just going to give you a show that has lots of conversation in both hours, in fact. So joining us today in studio, as always, is Sean Flanagan. Hey, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
You know, it's been a couple weeks since we have seen each other.
Yeah, you see me trying to learn this board again?
You know, I have to say, great job in Borrego Springs, by the way. That show...
Everything was lined up right.
It synced out, and the volume, everyone said that the clarity of the show was phenomenal.
I think the karma caught up.
We had
to pay enough dues. We had our issues throughout the shows. Okay. Now they're going to be crystal golden.
Yeah, it was good. And you, hats off. You did a great job. Not like you did anything different, I don't think, than you normally do.
Anything different.
But except, folks, you don't see that Sean has to. I cannot hear him when I do these remotes. I go through my phone and he can hear me. But obviously, because you all could hear me as well. But I can't hear him. So he has to give me a go. Even though I watch the clock right on the dot there, he'll say talk or whatever. And it's a little bit of a, actually, it's quite a bit of a team effort. So anyway, thank you.
It's a lot of texting.
Yeah, it is a lot of texting.
Thumb workout.
And then I panic because I think, okay, a text is going to cut into whatever and we're going to drop it, but I don't anymore. Also joining us in studio is our regular here about every once a month. It is Craig Campbell. He is the CEO of CoachellaValley.com. Hey, Craig.
Hey, good morning, Françoise. How are you doing?
I'm good. Now, you're kind of in a low-key sort of mood too as well.
Absolutely. You know, usually we come in here with our live Facebook and all these things, and I was thinking, you know what? It's November.
Yeah.
We should just talk about what's coming up.
What does that have to do with it?
Well, it's just life is moving so fast. We're beyond the Halloween and into November. It just seems like the planet continues to spin, so we should continue to spin with it.
It is crazy. And by the way, I want to thank you for all your efforts in Borrego Springs as well.
Oh, well,
Good job.
Yeah, all the issues you guys didn't have, I had. So thank you so much for that.
Sean didn't even know what happened. They did like a half an hour worth of audio for the parade and stuff, or video, face streaming live and all this. Their audio wasn't working and they didn't know it.
I mean,
like a silent movie.
It was a silent movie until we added a little bit of music and, you know, fixed it up and stuff. But it's just so funny because when you go out there and do those remotes and you do all those things, anything can happen. Yeah. But it's just such an incredible festival that, you know, it kind of makes up for it.
And I found out something. Normally, I didn't mention it on the air, because I thought something's a little weird with the air parade. There are about four old vintage like fighter planes that usually fly over down Main Street. And I found out through Linda, the executive director, she sent an email and was saying, after everything was over, said and done, we were just chatting a little bit. She said the city or the county of San Diego didn't give the pilots the go-ahead until 4:45 on Friday. And the pilots with the vintage planes, that, you know, takes a lot for them to get them up and get them over there. I'm sure the gas is costly and all that stuff.
Well, they got to clean them.
Yeah, and because they're sparkling, and they didn't want to get them over there, and then the whole thing be canceled.
Wow.
So, and I know Linda, and she puts in those requests months in advance. They're working on all these licenses and stuff like that. So anyway, but I didn't say anything about it because I figured if they didn't know, then they wouldn't miss them.
It was incredible anyway. Yeah. You know, those planes come out and they're just beautiful and they have those trails of smoke behind them and the crowd goes crazy and it's just a lot of fun.
We had a lot of people too. I forgot. They're counting, totaling up now what the weekend total was, but we had lots of people from all over.
Did we break some records, you think?
We did. We broke records.
Fantastic.
Yeah, we know. I was just looking at the Facebook Live thing you had over almost 7,000 views.
And the first
of silent movie.
And the first people we meet are from San Diego, then the next people from Orange County, then there was a group from Belgium. And it kind of went on from there. So
pretty awesome. Good job, you guys. Thank you so much for all your help. All right, I want to thank Swiss Donuts on the corner of Country Club in Monterey for their donuts. I've had one. You've had
one. I just
one.
Had a chocolate one.
Yeah, Sean will have his later. Okay. And let's see what else. Oh, I want to give a shout out to Doug Edwards, who hasn't been feeling well. Doug's been listening to Traveling, he and his wife Gina, for a long time now. And Doug, you feel better. You get back up and moving again, because I feel the vibes when you're not listening. So you make sure you take care of yourself. And Gina, I know you're working hard, so yeah, we're sending our love here to you guys, to the Edwards. So, all right, today we do have some prizes. We're keeping that simple as well. We have some tram passes. I'll give some away in both hours of the show. Hopefully, I will remember. That number to call is 760-440-8255. I always forget half the time when we get things going.
It's right there to your right, just in case you need it.
No, it's not the number I forget. It's the prizes I forget to give
away. Oh, right.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Sean, we both forget. I say, remind me. Don't let me forget that. And then
you go home with them.
My memory's mush. Nobody should ever rely on me to remind them anything.
That's it. Oh, speaking of memory, you had a big test this week. Were you telling me about
that? No, I just had an upright. They don't do any tests. They do projects.
Oh. Did you pass?
Yeah.
Okay,
barely,
good.
But yeah.
Oh, well, hey, you know, you passed. I don't know. Did you understand what the project was?
Yeah. You know what's funny is this time I thought I wasn't going to pass, and I felt like I understood it more than the last 2 weeks when I was a little closer to not passing.
Overconfience.
Like, yeah,
we'll get to you sometimes.
It was weird. It was very weird. So
yeah.
But no, everything worked out.
Uh-oh. Because I'm kind of confident today that I'm going to do really well. Tonight, in fact, I am playing. Tonight I am playing, and I want everybody to show up at, well, at least just support it, whatever you want to do. The Big Pickleball.
Margaritaville. It's the national championships.
Huge.
Right here in the Indian Wells Tennis Garden.
What a place for these players to
have. And they
tournament.
Have selected you some of the entertainment and other media group to play.
Is that
pickleball.
What you call it, Sean? Oh, you're Craig. You're Sean.
That's right.
Get everybody straight. You're calling me entertainment.
That's
now?
Right.
I have played pickleball
before,
you know.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And I'm going
to
go out and I'm going
to
make sure.
Well,
I
good, but not
it could
so.
Still be entertaining, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I'm going to bring a camera.
To be entertaining.
So, I'm going to bring a camera, and we'll see how entertaining you are and how much
challenge.
You've actually played pickleball.
Well,
tell us
a
little bit about what is pickleball? What is it?
It's form of tennis.
It's a mini form of tennis.
You know what's really fun about
smaller
pickleball?
Smaller court.
Smaller court, very quick. I really like the fact that you can get in such great shape playing pickleball. When I played tennis, I kept hitting the ball always out of the court. I don't know. I would hit it always out. With pickleball, it's so much more condensed. I mean, you're right. You can be right close to the net. And we're playing doubles, I guess. So we each get to play with a pro. And what I'm talking about, to kick off this pickleball championship at the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens, they're having a media challenge tonight. Starts at 5 o'clock. Over at the tennis gardens. I think you pay for parking, but admission is free.
And it's available open right now. They're actually playing the championship. The pros are playing as we speak. They've been going on since yesterday and really all week long. They prepared the entire tennis garden for pickleball, and it's really exciting. When you drive by, you can just see all the people that are there.
Oh, I drove by last night, and it's the parking lot I thought was full, because really the tournament actually starts on Monday for all the tournament stuff. So, and where I live, the pickleball courts were full. I mean, all over the valley, there's a lot of pickleballers. So anyway, I'll be playing tonight. I am trying to win money. The media person, whoever wins, you get to donate $3,000 to your charity of choice.
That's good.
I'm going for the first tee, Coachella Valley.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So it ought to be fun. I have my paddle all out and looking. Yeah, I'm ready. The hat going to be on. You know, I'm going to look like I know what I'm doing.
Well, you should tell them what first tee a little bit, what it's about. I know you're a golf enthusiast, and it's so important. Share
well, I have the golf show on Saturday on our sister station. What's our sister? Oh, yeah, Team 1010 KXPS. I have to think for a second. I get the two stations confused. It's golf is a four-letter word, and it's from 10 to 11, the only dedicated golf show in the Coachella Valley. And the first tee, they just do so much about bringing juniors into the game and teaching them morals and all these things that go along with life, being a good human being a good person. It's not just about golf. Golf is part of it, but there's so many life lessons involved with the first tee, and they always could use help beside clubs and stuff like that. So first tee, Coachella Valley, they do a wonderful job with juniors, and I just wanted to, you know, give them some love, so I'm doing that. So it'll be fun tonight. You'll be out. Just don't put that camera in my face or something.
Oh, that camera's going in your face.
Right,
you're gonna have to deal with it.
Swat of the ball.
Listen,
you know?
You're playing for money. You're gonna deal with the pressure.
I love pressure, by the way. I'm so competitive. It's scary. It scares myself. Yeah, it scares me. All right, Dave, Daylight savings time. I don't want to go to break yet because let's talk a little bit about daylight savings time.
Okay.
Happened. Clocks went back.
It's over.
So I heard.
Yeah, it is over. It took us only 20 minutes to try to reset my sharper image clock. Thanks to Sean here. He fixed it for me. But let's see. I voted. You know what's on the ballot?
And oh.
We're voting on, yeah.
To get to abolish it, to remove it.
Yes. I voted get rid of it.
So there you go. You must have been doing your mail-in ballots because
AIG
November 6th
right.
is the actual election day, but of course mail-in ballots, so you've already
yeah.
voted.
2 weeks ago.
And on there, we can literally remove,
yep.
get rid of daylight savings time.
And everyone I've talked to so far, either they're afraid to agree with me, because I don't normally talk too much about what, but I thought that's a pretty, you know, safe subject, daylight saving
right.
time, voting. I don't try to put anybody on the spot, and I don't never ask anybody who what they're voting for, but I did tell everybody last night, and I'll tell you where I was last night, about that I did vote to get rid of it. And you know what? Everyone at the table said the same thing. We don't even understand. It was for the farmers back in the 1800s.
I've always,
we don't think,
I yeah. mean, as a kid, you yeah. know, always, even as a kid, you're like, why are we doing this? Why am I losing an hour yeah. of sleep, this precious thing I need mm-hmm. before I go to school? You know, and then all of a sudden it changes again and yeah. it seems... is it get darker or something now? I don't really know, right? All of a sudden
I honestly, I think
confusing.
It's funny because I've never... I don't know. I've never... The only interaction I've ever had with daylight savings is I have to worry about a clock. Maybe. Sometimes you just leave it.
And not just
but
one.
I really, like, I don't know. I don't. It's never really. I don't care.
Well, I don't ever change my car one. So my
car
clock
car
is
one,
finally
yeah.
fixed now.
Oh,
it's correct as of
do.
This
that's,
morning,
that's
right?
So. Okay. Well, listen to this, you guys. All right. Daylight savings time. How it affects your health. If there's anything that's going to tell you how to vote this way, do it. Daylight savings time has ended with the clocks falling back an hour. All right. Sleep. We gaining or losing an hour will likely affect sleep patterns. When we lose the hour, it really messes me up. They say often for about 5 to 7 days this will affect you.
Right.
Said the most notable changes are in those who regularly do not get enough sleep. Craig Campbell, Coachella.com. He'll text me at 2 a.m. I'll look at my phone and I think, I'm a workaholic. What is his problem?
I don't
problem?
Know why she's not awake.
Yeah.
I mean, come
right,
on.
Really.
It makes no sense.
Everybody else should be. I am. So anyway, it says the sleep deprived might struggle with memory, learning, social interactions, by
oh.
the way. Remember that. And overall, cognitive performance. So that is for whatever, the fallback isn't as bad as the spring forward. So let me spit that out. Okay, but we just fell back. But this is another, this one's really important though. When Americans lose 1 hour of sleep in the spring, the risk of a heart attack increases 25%.
That's unbelievable.
Scary.
But
I
how
mean,
are you losing an hour?
And who are these people?
Yeah, we tried to
I
figure that
like,
out last night.
I
how
don't.
We,
I like when I go to sleep, I just go to sleep. I don't go to sleep because it's a certain time.
Well, because some people are more of 9 to 5, maybe.
Right. I guess that's probably
that's
what part
probably
of it's
what
at,
it is.
Really
well, maybe this
I
is.
I really don't. Time has no. I feel like time is made up at this point.
Well, maybe this is the key to your memory issue because apparently, with loss of sleep, we have other cognitive issues,
oh,
Sean.
Man,
I mean, we might have discovered something here
social
today.
Social interaction. All right. When the clock gives back that hour. The risk of a heart attack decreases by 21%.
So
we
long
should,
as I make it through a certain time of the year, I'm fine.
Well, what that says to me is that we should turn our clocks back an hour regularly and gain an extra hour of sleep on a
yeah
true
as a holiday.
Our memory
yeah.
will be better.
Every
our,
year, we should just go back an hour.
There you go. Our social skills will be so much better. We'll learn. Hmm. All right. Anyway, let's see. On that note, why don't we step aside? When we come back, we have to talk about Halloween. We have to talk about a bunch of things I missed and then some things I went to. We'll be right back. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio, 1200 AM and 100.9 FM. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Françoise. I am Françoise Rhodes, your host. Joining me in the boardroom, as always, is Sean Flanagan. And then to my left over here in the studio is our monthly guest, Craig Campbell, the CEO of Coachella Valley. Who are you waving to? CoachellaValley.com. Who are you? Wait, we don't have any cameras on you, Craig.
That's right. You have to entertain yourself in here while Françoise is talking
yeah.
sometimes. So
no
just waving to you guys, saying hello.
No Facebook today. No, nothing. Just, yeah, just we're here. All right, Halloween. Let's talk about Halloween. Just a little. Even though Halloween's passed, I went over to Seven Lakes and judged a Halloween contest party, which was fun.
A
I even danced.
Oh, my gosh.
I was, you know.
Did you wear a costume yourself?
I did have a costume. I was like an aging Cher. I had this wig. This wig
chair. I had this. Of course, you were
big wig. I love Cher. And big earrings and stuff. I posted a picture on Facebook.
So
anyway,
so these were things you already had then.
What?
You said you love Cher, so these were all things you already had.
Well, of course, you know, like, yeah.
I have memorabilia not had from the past. Why buy? Why buy a costume?
There you go.
Not all the plastic surgery, but you know, but yeah, I didn't sing any songs at first. Didn't do any karaoke, but it was one of those. They had a DJ there. It was at Seven Lakes Golf and Country Club, and they had a DJ, and he played songs where you didn't have to really dance with anybody. Everybody just danced with everyone, you know, that kind of thing. None of that, whatever they do.
You mean like dance
swing
with each other?
Yeah, exactly. None of that. Everybody just did. And plus, they were all some crazy costumes there. I didn't get down to Palm Springs at the costume on Arenas Road. Did either one of you make Arenas Road, which is pretty wild? No?
No.
Not this year.
I don't leave my house.
You don't leave your house? No. Did you have kids come, or do you lock the door and turn the lights out?
I tried to lock the door and turn the lights out, but Janet was like, oh, let's give out candy. But the thing is, it's not... I don't mind it. When we lived on other streets, we've done it before.
Yeah.
But no kids come down my street.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I have a dark street. It's only one side of the street. Yeah. So nobody comes down it.
They're all afraid of you, Sean. That's a problem.
It's something.
You know, we were talking about politics, and we were talking about the time change. Now, have you heard about the petition?
I like that one.
That is out now for Halloween.
Oh,
where
I love
they're
going to
move it from
Saturday.
If it's on a weekday, they're going to move it to a Saturday. Yeah. So just like a Thanksgiving would be the third Thursday or the fourth Thursday in the month.
Yep.
Now they're talking about, instead of it being October 31st, to put it on that last Saturday.
Totally be that.
There are over 50,000 signatures for that already, and I'm for that one.
Yeah.
But here's one thing, though, I have to ask about that, is that because it seems like something you guys might enjoy, what about the people who like to go to work in costume? Even though it's weird in an office building,
yeah,
some people really
you know
do
what?
Like that.
Well, we could do that the Friday before. Right,
yeah,
it could be
could.
The
That's
Friday
too.
And
you know,
and build up into it,
yeah.
And so therefore you don't necessarily miss it. There's just something wrong with celebrating on a Saturday, and then Wednesday is Halloween.
Yeah.
It's almost like a disconnect somehow this year.
Yeah. Because that's what they were saying, that because it's a work night for a lot of people who didn't want to go out, and kids go to school the next day.
Right.
So
I
was
kind of candy.
Yeah, right, exactly, a gazillion pieces of candy. So I'm kind of thinking, when I heard that, I agreed with it. I think they can wear their costumes on Friday.
Yeah, you totally could.
Yeah, because a lot of the parties were Friday at work anyway.
Well, you could make some pretty cool little office parties, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really wanted to get into it, you know, have a little half day. Everybody gets things.
I mean, it really does make sense when you think about kids, school, and all the other things. And of course, it's a big buildup because the family wants to do it.
Yeah.
And then the kids, of course, want to eat the candy after.
Right.
It's not like, we'll just do this tomorrow.
Right.
Well, that's not going to happen. So it's a great idea.
We are just changing the world on this show today.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we're getting rid of daylight savings.
We're solving problems.
We're getting changing Halloween. We're doing all sorts of stuff. All right. Desert, living desert. I was supposed to go to the ribbon cutting on Friday, and I felt really bad about it. And I'll tell you what happened. And I did this. I went to, and I don't even talk about this stuff on the air, but today I'm kind of in a weird mood. So just bear with me on this. I decided, because there's a lot of heart problems in my family, that I decided, I got a cardiologist, which I've had one, but I've done nothing. You know, I've been fine. He said, you know, Francoise, really, we ought to do something to base something on you down the road. We have nothing to base anything on you. So he talked to me into doing an echo stress thing. You heard? You're nodding your head, Greg.
I'm listening.
Oh,
yes.
You're listening.
Yeah.
Okay, Sean's kind of glazing over.
I'm waiting for the punchline.
He's glazing over.
There was a ribbon cutting in there somewhere at the start of this story.
All right, at the living desert. Anyway, Friday morning. So I get in there. I think, okay, great. I'll do the stress test at 8. I'll be out of there. I'll go to the living desert. I had one thing to do in between. I had the morning all planned.
Something tells me you shouldn't plan a stress test. I feel like you're missing part of that.
I have this whole thing planned. So I get in there, and darned if I don't meet someone I know. Eric, I won't tell you what his last name. A lot of people, you know him in the Valley from the businesses he has here. Anyway, so we're sitting there chatting. He said, what are you in for? I said, a stress test. And I'm looking at the watch. I said, yeah, I have to be out of here by whatever. He goes, what? I go, what? He goes, it's 4 hours. I said, there's no way. My little paper said 30 minutes because that's what it said, my appointment. So he said, Francoise, it's 4 hours. I said, no. So the guy calls me back there. And the first thing I say is, how long is this? He goes, about 4 hours.
Oh, wow.
And I say, look, I'm sorry, but I can't be here 4 hours. Well, and he looks at me and he's laughing. He said, well, didn't you know? I said, no, my little paper said 30 minutes. So he said, I'll tell you what, we'll do half of it now and you can come back next Friday and do the other half. So
I mean, that sounds like the stress test right there, you know?
Yeah,
you go in and they tell you it's 30 minutes going in, but it's going to be 4 hours, physically thinking, I'm never going to make it. I'm completely stressed out. Are you measuring my heart now?
And they're like, okay, we're all done. then.
So they shoot some dye-up Indian, takes a pin. And then next time I do the – and I have my tennis shoes on. I thought I was going on the treadmill. I didn't even do that. But next Friday, though, he was laughing. The guy actually was laughing. He said, I've never had anybody come in here and tell me they can't stay. They have to go. So I missed the ribbon cutting at the Living Desert.
And what was the ribbon cutting actually for at the Living Desert?
Their new entrance. In fact, I want to drive over. You should – CoachellaValley.com should be over there taking some pictures.
Absolutely. And yeah. We're a big supporter of the Living Desert and have an opportunity to go to many of their events, which they do throughout the year. And absolutely, it's incredible. Yeah. It's becoming – it's growing up. You know, I remember my mother back in the 70s contributing to the Living Desert, you know, and it being something that she always gave to and supported. And now is just absolutely growing up.
Yeah. Yeah. So they have a whole new entrance. Go and check it out, everyone. Of course, Wild Lights will be coming soon. Love Wild Lights, and we'll be giving tickets away for that. Speaking of tickets, too, I got my Tournament of Roses parades. We're the only person here in the Valley, this show, that gives tickets, grandstand seats, and parking away to Tournament of Roses parade. Wow. So I got them in the mail the other day. Cindy will be calling us to be on the air. So
I was at the Rose Bowl last year. It was quite a lot of fun, and I've done the Rose Parade only once, and I got to do it again. You know, it's just one of those things you've got to go out and do. And if you get behind the scenes where they're actually putting those flowers on that, that last day, it is unbelievable what they absolutely do. And it smells so good.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I still have a whole pile of stuff here that we haven't even got to. We haven't got to Rascal Flatts, Car Stars and Rock and Roll, events coming up. We have a lot of coming on. There we go. There's that music right there. Okay, folks, stick around. We have more coming up. Okay, You're listening to Traveling with Francois right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise. I am Francoise Rhodes, your host. Thanks so much for joining us today. We are in November. We are the first weekend in November. Joining me in studio as our first hour guest, just to hang out and chat and make me laugh, you guys are actually making me laugh today, is Craig Campbell, the CEO of CoachellaValley.com, where I have a travel blog on there, promote the radio show, the television show, and they promote everything that's happening, just about everything that's happening in the Coachella Valley, right there on CoachellaValley.com. So, hey, Craig.
Well, thank you for that, Francoise. I appreciate coming out here. It's so much fun doing your show.
Yeah, we're having some laughs. So we still, and don't forget, folks, I have so many sponsors. Go to the website. You can check out all the sponsors that we have on the show. I thank them all. We use them all, and I hope you use them as well. So, and while you're at the website, you can go to the contest page, the television page, the travel blog page, which links right over to CoachellaValley.com, by the way. And let's see, what else do I have? Radio podcast. We have Sean's bio on there. No, not really. I'm teasing. Okay. I also went to this is like all about me. Huh?
Well, you had me on Sean's bio. Maybe you should put it up there.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I wanted
maybe
to hear my bio. Yeah.
And then Sean turned my sound off, and that was the end of it. He said, she's not saying anything. But Rascal Flatts, did either one of you? I mean, I'm asking you guys, did you do anything? I went to see Rascal Flatts. Did you go?
No.
What is that? That's country, isn't it?
No. Well, that's what...
Oh, no, it's old, it's kind of old Southern rock, huh?
It was not. I'm thinking country. I had my cowboy boots on and jeans and stuff. I really did. And I'm thinking country, and I went with a friend, and
Where was Rascal?
Fantasy Springs.
Okay, Fantasy Springs.
And they start off with all this hard rock music,
right?
And the people are just sitting there, and the place was full. The concert hall was sold out. People are just kind of sitting there. Then they're singing some new songs. People are kind of sitting there. Then they finally, you know, they're moving a little bit and kind of getting in the groove and all this sort of stuff. But then they start playing some songs that people actually know. And the crowds jump up and they're dancing and singing. And I said to my friend, and I say this every single time, that's the one thing I give, we'll go back to Cher, not that, you know, that's big. But she always plays music that all her fans can relate to. Throughout the years, that they sing, that they know. Every now and then she'll throw in a new one. But say, so does Elton John, Celine Dion. Even some of the new artists do the same thing. They make sure that the crowd can interact. But
because they're trying to sell their new stuff.
Well, you have to pay. Well, you know, I mean, when you go, those are the songs that you know. And anytime right. it's something new, you know, you have to kind of stop and make a judgment about it. But if it's yeah. something that you have memories about or it's great entertainment, of course you got to throw in the favorites.
Well, yeah, that's what people really go to hear. Right. They want to be able to sing to them. They want to be, and even the Rascal Flatts, the band said, you guys sat there for the first half hour, did nothing. Now we sing one song, you know the words, and you're jumping up screaming. And they said, well, that tells us something. You could care less about the rest of the stuff
right.
we do.
A lot so, of people right. don't care about the new stuff.
That's right.
Exactly, because we can't relate to it at that right. point. And it was really more like a rockish type of thing. Anyway, they did a great job. It was a lot of fun. But here's some weird stuff that happened with this. And Craig, you can relate to this. Maybe you can explain this to us because you deal.
Well,
he deals in ticket sales a lot through, well, you do, don't you?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, okay. yeah a lot of different yeah. events that we were involved in.
Right, that you're involved with behind the scenes. You mm-hmm. help out a lot of events in the Coachella Valley. Okay, her tickets say $109 a seat on there. That's what her tickets say. Okay, she picks them up at will call. Her phone, though, but she's looking at that and look at the tickets. She pulls up the receipt on her phone. She bought the tickets online.
Uh-huh.
All right. Online, there's a $120 service fee.
Sounds about right.
Is that right for concert?
No,
there's
but,
a service
I mean, they
fee?
Do whatever they want.
Usually,
yeah.
if it's a third party, you might have those extravagant yeah. fees. Traditionally, it wouldn't be that right out of the box. So I don't know if this is now a third party that is selling those tickets.
I don't
because that's how then they make their markup.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I don't know. And then the tickets online purchase price was $190.
Right.
That she paid when the ticket itself only said $109. And then there was a service charge. It was yeah. $500 and some.
Well, maybe the $109, $190 was just the typo, right? I mean,
something,
that could have just
yeah,
been a change. But
yeah.
it sounds like those are third-party tickets, meaning, you know, from a vendor other than actually Fantasy Springs.
Because
so
I said,
be my guess.
You need to check this out.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope it didn't ruin her whole evening. But
I would have ruined my evening when it first happened.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to start selling more tickets yeah. is what I'm going to do.
How can people go to concerts?
Count. Wow, $500. Yeah. That's quite
that
a...
That was, yeah. So I don't know what happened. I haven't heard from her. And I just thought...
I'm
and
glad
I
they were
you,
good.
Because their service fees, yeah, they. I mean, it turned out being a really good... And the seats were great. But funny thing is, the seats that she bought on originally mm-hmm. were not the seats that we got for the
See,
less money.
That whole thing is kind of fishy.
Yeah, the whole thing, the seats were that. Better, what we got for the $1.9 ticket, than what... She had
so
paid online. So I wanted to know about the service fee. That's what I didn't understand. When did they start doing service fees?
Well,
on
I've seen
tickets?
Service fees online for quite some time.
Yeah.
You know, venues do it all the time. Ticketmaster does it all the time. But then now you have these additional third-party vendors. And I don't know how regulated it is. Because if you can just add $120 service fee, it doesn't sound like there's any real percentage or number or regulation around it.
Yeah. So anyway, we'll see. I was just shocked. I felt really bad.
We're in the wrong business, Francois.
I guess so. We have service fee for listening to Traveling with Francois. No, I'm just teasing. Not really. Car, Stars, and Rock and Roll. I went there last night over at the Big Rock Pub. Had a lot of classic cars, had a lot of food vendors, had a lot of barbecue competition going on. I talked to a barbecue guy. I mean, they really get into that stuff.
You bought a hot rod?
No, didn't buy a hot rod. Sorry. No, yeah. Didn't work. Listened to a little music, and that was it. So I think it's going to be a good event. It's going to grow. I think they're going to do a good job. You know, they had some growing pains this year, but they always do events like that. But I'm sure it'll be back next year, and I really like the concept. They're really trying. So today it goes on until tonight sometime. They have music tonight, I think, starts at 7 or whatever. And there's car auctions today, so going over to the Big Rock Pub, and I didn't see either one of you there either.
Well, you
either.
Know what? I was at a place, Raised the Roof, out there in Thermal, the Jacklyn Cochran Airport.
Okay.
Is now getting a brand new luxurious hangar and terminal. I mean, it's mm-hmm. really becoming an airport out there. Desert Jet.
Yeah.
It's taken them a long time, but regulations and all kinds of things that they had to go through. In fact, I think they got permits and then ended up pulling them. And this project was sitting there for a long time. And then Supervisor Manny Perez, when he got appointed, when John Benoit passed mm-hmm. away for supervisor, was the one that started that all up again and got it pushed through. And we were at an incredible event out there. There were jets everywhere. There was food everywhere. We raised
awesome.
Our glasses of champagne to this incredible hangar uh-huh. that they're building out there. It'll be ready spring of 2019. So our little thermal regional airport is really growing up. And it's quite exciting to see the jets out there, the maintenance, the FBO. Desert Jet's just incredible setup out there. And it was really – it was neat to see. We had politicians. We had mayors. We had all kinds of people celebrating this. So – I did something this week.
You did do – yeah, that sounded like a lot. Of, and you know, if you go by that airport during any one of the music festivals and the tennis tournaments, all of big events, except for I think the film festival, that airport is a parking lot of mega jets,
and
mega private jets.
And that's what's really going on out there is that you're really seeing the private charter jets because it's so open and so available out there. And then you have all those incredible clubs, you know, Madison to Trilogy and on that are right there. And then you have the festival grounds.
Right.
So
the
it's a
celebrities,
perfect
they go there.
CC location.
Airport. Yeah. So awesome. Okay. Well, now maybe we should talk about what's happening here in the Coachella Valley. How about our Coachella Valley pick of the week? I have mine. Do either of you guys have yours? They're both kind of shaking their head. Yes?
Yeah, I think I have mine on
here. Oh, you have yours? Okay. All right. Brought to you by CoachellaValley.com. Craig Campbell sitting next to us over there. So my pick of the week, besides the pickleball champion, celebrity championship tonight, which I hope to reign champion, but who knows? I just hope to get through it. I just hope to get through it. That'll be fun.
Do you stretch or anything before you get started?
Oh, yeah.
Pickleball?
Oh, I'll be out there. Uh-huh, sure. Yeah. I don't even stretch before I play golf. I just go out there. I'm here 5 minutes before my tea time. I'm ready. Let's go. Okay.
I think you should warm up a little bit.
Pardon
especially
me?
Especially if you said how fast-paced it is. I think you're going to want to warm up a little bit.
Yeah, but I go all day long, so how cold can my body be? I'm always
sitting. We're sitting right now.
Okay. Well, yeah. I won't tell you you're not busy. You're right. You're busy, but it's a different kind.
This isn't until 5, so I have plenty of time to move around. Okay, my pick, though, that I want to post on the website because I want to make sure – I'm going to post it anyway, but I want to make sure everyone knows there's this really great spread in CoachellaValley.com about this. It is the 22nd Annual Palm Springs Veterans Day Parade. And you can pick the same as me if you want. That's okay. That is next Sunday, November 11th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. downtown Palm Springs. The theme is honoring all who served. So go on down there. It's really a lot of fun. It starts right there by the 500 where Ristretto is and stuff, right there on the corner of Ramon and Palm Canyon. So the website is psveteransday.com. Definitely, that is my pick of the week. So, Craig, your pick of the week.
Well, I'm going to add to the 22nd Veteran Days Parade, and that was my pick of the week as well. You know, this parade is one of the largest in Southern California, and it's supported by the military. One of the things that people do not know is it is designated as a regional site for the observance of Veterans Day by the Department of Veteran Affairs, which means it is actually selected as one of the top veteran parade in California and throughout the country. So this is something not to miss. It starts at 3:30. Get there early. It's on Sunday, which is perfect, you know, after church and all the activities. Mm-hmm. And then it runs until about 5 o'clock. So it is my pick as well. And shout out to the veterans and to their service.
Great job. And Sean?
I picked an easy one. I picked a Thursday morning hike.
Oh, I like that.
I did one of the ones that you like so much that, you know, it's very general and vague. I think everybody should just go outside. So I picked the Thursday morning hike.
Oh, there's no designated hike anywhere?
No, there is. Yeah, with the Santa Rosa and San Jacinto Mountains.
Oh, is that the Friends of the Desert Mountain?
Right up 74, there's a little area there, and they congregate and meet. Okay. And you can actually go to their website as well. You can take a look at the events on CoachellaValley.com and then go off to their events calendar. And it's all kinds of really cool things.
Okay.
And it's free.
And you go outside, and it's really, really nice outside right now. So
all right.
It's perfect.
Awesome. Well, this portion of the show was also brought to you by The 500, Palm Springs' only concierge-driven executive building, also home to Ristretto for coffee lovers and so much more, located on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon in Palm Springs. Go to the website, the500ps.com, and like I say, you can sit right there in front and watch the beginning of the parade. So, okay. Well, we have that done. Now, something else I want to talk about, then we're going to have to go to one more break. They need people. Volunteers are needed to set up the flags over at the Field of Dreams, the Patriot Park in Cathedral City. Volunteers are needed at 8 a.m. on Friday, November 9th, to set up more than 9,000 flags in the park. We'll get this on our website. Again, volunteers are needed to set up the flags at the Healing Field, the Rotary Club's annual Healing Field event. 5,000 flags at Patriot Park in Cathedral City next Friday at 8 a.m. You can just show up and prepare to help. I think it is so great, but I will get the contact information on the Traveling with Francois website.
We take pictures of that every year, the Healing Field's there, and when those flags are up, it is just
goosebumps.
Me too. It just really draws me into the spirit of America and just all that has gone on and the sacrifice that's been made on our behalf.
Sean, you drive by that, don't you, on the way?
If I leave the house, yeah, sometimes.
Leave the house, yeah. But it does give me goosebumps.
Can I jump in?
Just as and then we got to go to break.
Okay, great. Yeah. So just something that is a little unusual that is coming up is the Bighorn Institute annual party.
Yep.
And golf. It's their largest fundraiser. Mm-hmm. We have a Bighorn Institute. It's actually in Palm Desert. And it is all about saving the endangered Bighorn Peninsular sheep that are out here. They have been they track them. They're the ones that are really monitoring the health and the welfare of these Bighorn sheep. And they're having their big gala on November 18th. You can go to their site and golf. They have a night on Friday and then golfing on Saturday.
Stone Eagle is incredible.
There you
go. If you've
go.
Never played the golf course, incredible golf course. But that's something you have to pay for.
That is –
yeah,
it is expensive.
We're talking about some free stuff, but that is something that we're going to talk about paying for in the next segment.
It might be
show.
Worth looking at.
Oh, it's definitely. They do a great job. And one more thing. Friday, November 9th, Wayne Newton. This is something free that you can go to as well. Let's see. We mentioned the parade, help with the Healing Fields. Friday, November 9th at 1 p.m., Wayne Newton is getting a star on the Walk of Stars in Palm Springs. Wayne will be there. You want to go and hang out and talk to Wayne Newton and watch him get a star. It'll be next Friday, November 9th at 1 p.m., and I'll have all this stuff on the Traveling with Francois website. Okay, time for us to take our last break. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, everyone. You're listening to Traveling with Francois on this first weekend in November. I'm Francois Rhodes, your host. I think there for a second. We're kind of cruising through the show today. Craig Campbell, which CoachellaValley.com, has joined us in the first hour. Hey, Craig.
Hi. Hi, Francois.
All right. And the second hour, Steve Canold and Lalo Alvarez will be joining us, and we're going to cruise through that hour as well and talk about travel. They just had a huge group come back from Africa. Oh, such amazing pictures and stuff. So we're going to see what they have going on internationally and day trips, because people are always looking for day trips and trips within the U.S. So that's going to be coming up in the second hour. All right, we need to talk about a few priced events. But before we do, I want to give you a heads up with A1 Custom Golf Cars. If you mention Traveling with Francois, you will get $50 off battery installation, service calls, rentals, summer storage, full service, you name it. Just mention Traveling with Francois and say, I want my $50 savings. So that's, that's all you have to do. Very simple. So remember to do that. Okay, this portion of the show is presented by Arc Attire, formerly Desert Arc Attire. They now are off of Varner Road on Reserve Drive in Thousand Palms. Give them a call at 760-343-7333, arcattire.org. And remember, when you use them, you are also employing clients of Desert Arc. So it's a win-win all the way around. And you can go to the Traveling with Francois website for all of that information. Okay, so events that we have to pay for. We talked about the Bighorns Institute event coming up, which, again, they do such a great job up there with helping the Bighorn sheep thrive and making sure there's no diseases and all sorts of lot more that goes on to all our Bighorn sheep and keeping them out of areas that they're not supposed to be in so they don't get hurt. But other things going on in the valley, the Palm Springs International Comedy Festival Awards Gala at Hotel Zozo, and that is November 10th at 5:30.
Very cool. And, you know, and there's something similar to that. There's the Joshua Tree Improv and Comedy Festival as well, and it is on the 9th. And it's the High Desert Cultural Center. Uh-huh. And, in fact, I was just up there to play last week. It's the first time ever.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. I mean, 50 minutes I drove up there, and the theater was clean, open, and unbelievable performance. It's called Coming Attraction, which is already over.
Yeah.
And now they have a improv and comedy coming up on the 9th up there.
Yeah, they're doing really well. I get a lot of their releases and stuff. They have a lot going on up there. Of course, we have a lot going on right here with all of our theater here, Palm Canyon Theater, CV Rep. I mean, there's theater going, Annenberg, so much going on all over the place. So if you like theater, McCallum, there's no excuse.
That's right. You got the show, right, you got Fantasy, you got McCallum, you've got all kinds of independent, as you mentioned,
going on. Yeah.
CV Rep.
All right. On Sunday, November 11th, a lot going on that day as well, from 5 to 9 p.m. Of course, there's a big parade going on. The Omni Rancho Las Palmas Resort and Spa, they're having Wine Women Benefiting Animal Samaritans. So, again, Wine Women Benefiting Animal Samaritans from 5 to 9 at the Omni Rancho Las Palmas Resort and Spa. It is $95 per person. For members of Wine Women, PSP, or $105 per person, the Desert Evening Casual is dress, and I will put that information on the website on how you get in touch with them. Now, this sounds like a lot of fun, too. But actually, maybe this should have been free. You have to pay to ride the Sunline. Right? Yeah. It's only a couple bucks, I think.
Look at me. I've never been on the bus before.
Oh, I was thinking, I've ridden buses in different places.
Is the concert on the bus coming up?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The Bring Back, you might want to ride the bus for this one, Sean. Bring Back the 111 Music Festival on November 11th, where they have been, performers have been auditioning since October.
Wow. On the bus?
Not on the bus. They're going to be on the bus. Here is the fun part about this thing, this event here. You ride the bus between, where are my notes? Oh, come on. Where is it? You're going to be riding the bus on that day. Oh, from 3 to 7. On each of the buses, there's going to be musicians on there performing.
Now, I've seen it. And I have filmed it, and it is pretty – what is the funnest is when people get on the bus and don't know it's happening.
Oh, they're saying, why is somebody here
right,
playing on the bus?
Right, all of a sudden you got a band in the back.
A band, yeah.
Is playing your favorite songs, and you miss your stop, and you just stay on for 4 hours and ride around the valley.
So that happens between 3 and 7 on Sunday, November 11th. Like I say, it's Bring Back 111 Music Festival. And then I guess everybody that rides the bus, they vote. On what maybe there must be some sort of vote from, 1 to 5. What did you think of them?
Right.
And then they tally it all together. But and then the first place winner is going to win $500. Second place wins $300. And third place will win $100. But it just sounds like a lot of fun.
It does. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. You want to say something else? I know you do.
No, I wasn't sure if my mic was right.
Oh, no.
It doesn't always light up. So sometimes... And the way you're looking at me, I was like, can she hear me?
All right. To go more information on that, go to sunline.org, and they will tell you more about it. But again, this happens on Sunday, November 11th. And I don't know. Just get off and get on at all these stops. And
It's just one of those fun, unique things that we have out here in the Coachella Valley. You know, we have so much music and so many different types of festivals. And now we have a bus festival.
Yeah.
And if you're lucky enough to spend a couple dollars, you might jump on a bus and have a festival, music, live festival time of your life.
Yeah. Get off somewhere, have dinner, get back on the bus, go keep going. So, and something else I missed, actually, it should have been November 10th. I'm sorry, we're talking about the 11th, but we're going to backtrack a day to the 22nd anniversary air fair at the Palm Springs Air Museum. And that happens all day long on Saturday, November 10th. They have free birthday cake. They have flight exhibitions throughout the day. At 1 p.m., they have the T-33 shooting star unveiling and program to return to the flying status. I don't know. They have jazz, food vendors, children activities, all sorts of stuff going on. And that is, of course, Veterans Day weekend. But this happens on Saturday, November 10th. So what are you looking at over there, Craig?
Well,
what the heck are you looking at?
Well, I'm looking at the Synergy Music and Arts Festival, which is at Dateland. And that's a whole other experience, including a car show, food, merchandise. And it's on the other side of the valley, on the east side of the valley, Synergy Music and Arts Festival. So that's coming up also this week. And so there's just all kinds of things. Art on Main Street, I think, is coming back to Old Town La Quinta. Yeah. That's a free event. Mm-hmm. So we're going a little bit back and forth. Yeah. But there's all these staples and that I've done before. It is that time of the year.
Right. And easy place to find it all is CoachellaValley.com. And I also want to give a shout out to Desert Entertainer as well, because they are a print magazine and they are online, but they do monthly. You do every day something's changing on CoachellaValley.com. They have a monthly printout where you can go and they do a lot of the restaurant entertainers and stuff in there. So cover it. So yep. Plenty of places to look for things and enjoy yourself. Craig, thanks so much for joining us.
Francoise, it's always a pleasure. I thank you so much for everything you're doing out there, and thank you, Coachella Valley.
Yeah. All right, everyone. Stick around for more Traveling with Francoise as we shift into travel gear. And Steve Canole and Lalo Alvarez join us, and we're going to talk some travel, and we will give away tram passes, really honest. We'll be right back. Bye.